guardian, evolver, and sustainer of all the world. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness openly that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, and that there is nothing like unto Him. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I bear witness openly that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. We ask Allah's blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, His choicest blessings that He promised to Prophet Abraham. And we ask that blessings be upon his descendants, the followers, and us here in America, and Muslims everywhere. Dear beloved Muslims, for this khutbah, our sermon, Friday speech, I would like to again ask us to think on the human nature, the human nature. The biggest problem for human being as individual and as a community or society is the management of human nature. If we can manage human nature, we can have success in this life. We can even have paradise in this life on this level. And Allah has promised us heaven on earth and heaven after the earth. So we can manage these things only if we have some knowledge of human nature. The great teachings of the prophets, from the earliest prophets to the last one, the universal prophet Muhammad, the teachings are a revelation, not only a revelation from Allah, but a revelation revealing the human nature. Today we are having some people still coming in, and I wouldn't be surprised if they come in from now until 1:30. And it's simply because we have gotten off the time and thrown us off. We were having, the Jumu'ah prayer at 1 o'clock. The time changed now. The time is going back. The Jumu'ah prayer is at 12 o'clock. So we should have begun around 12 o'clock with this khutbah, and now is the time for this Jumu'ah prayer for that. But we hope that our community will right away observe the time change, and next Friday we hope that everyone will be here on time. Is a nature that is described in the symbol or nature of water, of the water. And we find this description of the human nature in Judaism, Christianity, and in Islam. In fact, I believe this description of human nature is universal. I have read some of the old creation myths, creation stories, that in a poetic way tells us how human nature evolves. And the myths are the same all over. In the Babylonian myth, there is water, and a great hero, he separates the water and arrange it so that there is water below and water above. And also in Chinese mythology, we have the same thing, a germ coming out of an ocean or out of a body of water. So this idea is universal. So that should tell us something, that the religion was once universal. And the Quran tells us, Allah tells us in the Quran, that your community was once one community. And the object or the aim of Al-Islam is to bring the community again into one community. the unification of human, of the human family, the unification of people all over the world, respecting one essential and excellent nature of the human being. So this is the aim of the religion of Al-Islam. And if we go back to religious teachings and study those religious teachings, we can come out of our problems. We can solve all of our social problems. We have moral problems. We have spiritual problems. We have lack of faith in ourselves, lack of faith in our community, in our society, lack of trust. We don't have trust. We don't trust each other. We don't trust our leaders. We don't trust our institutions. Now, what will bring this trust back? What will bring faith in human life back? It is only the guidance of God. And Allah says in His Quran that without His guidance, there is no guidance. And that is a fact. Without the guidance of Allah, there can be no guidance. The human being, if you study him, how he behaves, you'll see that basically his behavior is characteristic of water. Water must be contained. We just can't leave water. Water seeks to be contained. If we put it in a glass, it stays in the glass until some force throws it out. If we pour it to the ground, it will seek its place of rest. It seeks its place of rest. It's not satisfied until it's contained. Water has to be contained. Is that right? So human nature needs discipline. That's the message. Human nature must be disciplined. Without discipline, we are lost. We cannot have any firm, any true social form. We cannot have any real direction until we first accept to be disciplined. So Allah has created the human being to be disciplined. And how does He say this in the Quran? Oh, in many ways. But there is one quote from the Holy Quran that is used often by teachers, lecturers, imams, and that is the quote from the Quran where Allah, the Most High God, says that I have not created men nor jinn except for my worship. Except for my worship. What better object could we have to draw us and shape our discipline than the most supreme in all concepts? There's no human concept. We can't imagine anything more perfect than Allah, the creator of everything. So we have Allah as the object of our growth, the object of our discipline, then we have to have the best discipline. And this is the nature. Allah has created us to move naturally toward Him. The human being is a creature of fear. And this fear of the human being is one aspect of water, or one characteristic of water. Water, when you touch it, it shakes. Right? It shakes. So it's, it responds like the human being. When the human being is touched, he shakes. He either shakes in his sentiments, or he shakes in his emotions, or he shakes in his fear nature, right? He shakes, and he's like the water, you see. Well, the water is very, very descriptive of our essential human nature. When we lose the water of human life, we have lost life. What do human beings look for when they want to dwell somewhere? They're looking for a place, a town to dwell in, a place to set up tents. What do they look for first? Water. Water first. We can do without food longer than we can do without water. We can do without the material substance of life longer than we can do without the human substance of life. A human being can fast for months doing without the material substance of life. But let him try to fast doing without the human substance of life, and his fast will destroy him. Because he is taken away from his excellence instead of feeding his excellence. Sacrificing the physical, the physical substance of life, or the physical benefits such as money and all these other things that go along with wealth, this won't destroy us, this won't kill us. I've seen some of the wisest men who are able to live richly if they wanted to, choosing to live poor. Prophet Muhammad, the most excellent of them all. Didn't we choose to live poor? Have you ever read where Prophet Muhammad sat down and ate filet mignon? No. You ever read where he spent a lot of money on himself, bought flashy clothes? No. Did he decorate his camel with diamonds? No. He was not ostentatious. He was not greedy for the material things of this world. He lived on a level that allowed everybody to identify with him, if they wanted to be human beings. The poorest of man found company with Prophet Muhammad. The poorest of men, pardon me, found company with Prophet Muhammad. And the most wealthy found company with Prophet Muhammad. Why? Because he wasn't poor because of a need for material wealth. He lived poor because he executed that discipline in his life. But they couldn't say, we are rich, Muhammad, and you are poor. Not when he triumphed. Not when Allah brought him to great victories in Arabia. No, he had wealth. But he didn't use that wealth on himself. He used that wealth to raise the standard and the level of living for all the Muslim community. Not only just the Muslim community, but those non-Muslims who were in the community and accepted to respect the laws of that community, their standards too were raised because of the efforts of Prophet Muhammad to bring the mountain down into the valley, to bring the wealth that is hoarded up and piled up by individuals and communities, to level it so that all the community share in the blessings of Allah. We cannot accomplish the degree of discipline that will enable us to share our money, to share our knowledge, to get up this morning and work for myself and my family, but also spend an hour or so today helping others. We can't come to this kind of life that is typical of the life of the prophets unless we first know something about our human nature and take the responsibility to manage, to control this human nature. The discipline nature of water is beautiful, but at times the winds will come, and there will be strong winds, and the winds will blow the water out of its boundaries. Is that right? Sometimes there is this undercurrent, the swift currents in the water, and the water begins to become emotionally disturbed. When we don't know something about the undercurrents of human nature, the emotional aspect of human nature, the fiery aspect of human nature, if we don't know something about the essential attributes or characteristics of human nature, we're going to stay in trouble. Unless we live blindly. And Allah didn't want us blind. He created the light. Is that right? He created the light. The highest creation of Allah is the light. Is that right? The light. The highest is the light. Understanding. Understanding. Not light in the sense of angel light. Human excellence. Human intelligence, the excellence of human nature, and the excellence of intelligence growing naturally in accord with the excellence of human nature. If intelligence grow in accord with the excellence of human nature, then intelligence will be a bright light for human being and for the human society. And this is the greatest gift of Allah to us. The greatest gift of Allah to us. Dear beloved people,
I want to now cause you to reflect on the Bible so that you will see that what Prophet Muhammad brought us is of that line, a same line of truth that came to the very earliest of God's prophets. In Genesis, God says, according to the Bible, Genesis, and when I quote it, I don't mean that you should quote it as your Bible. Your Bible is the Quran. Your holy book is the Quran. In Genesis, we read that there was darkness, and the earth was without form and void, empty. What earth? The human being. The human being. Not the ground. It came a different way. But the human being, the earthly creature, called the human being. He was in darkness, in spiritual darkness, religious darkness, social darkness. He was in total darkness. There was no light anywhere. All he had was his human nature, the water of his human nature. And the Bible says that God said, "Now after, pardon me, the Spirit moved along the face of the water, God said, let there be light." Is that right? So what are we talking about? What is void? What is formless and void? The human order, the order that human life and human society should take, it was formless and empty. Empty of guidance. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, the surface of this human nature. What is the skin of human nature? The sensitive, most sensitive area. The skin is the most sensitive area. Feeling. Is that right? Feeling. So the human being began to sense in his sensitive nature that he should evolve higher, that he should be more than just the emotional makeup of the human being, or the sentimental makeup of the human being, contained in fear, or held by fear, that he should expand, he should go out of this, he should come out of this ocean, this primordial ocean of darkness, into the light. So it says the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, meaning the human being begins to grow socially, economically, whatever. Growth, the human growth, first starts with human sensitivity. If the human being never becomes sensitive to anything, he will never begin to live. There is first feeling. The creature comes and he first has feeling, and then he should evolve higher and higher. Is that right? So the skin of the water, or the skin of human nature, skin of human conscience, surface of it is sensitive, very sensitive. He can be led to good ends, and he can be led to bad ends. Because this sense doesn't have the light of intelligence. But it's a start. Is that right? It's a start. It's going to grow intelligence. The more we come alive in our senses, that is, in our human sensitivity, the more we become alive in our human sensitivity, the more our mind, our intellect is going to, faculties are going to open up for light. This is the beginning of life, the beginning of life. The mind began to open to life. And says that the Spirit moved upon the face of the water, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Then he raised the light, a great light to rule the day, a lesser light to rule the night. Says that he placed decorated the heavens with the stars also. Is that right? Now this is all talking about the evolution of the creation, growth, natural growth, natural rise of the human being and human society. It's not talking about the physical earth. But isn't it wonderful that in describing human nature, how the human being generated, God's inspiration or his revelation to the prophets also didn't miss the scientific way that the creation, physical creation itself evolved. We know that the earth didn't come out of water, the physical earth, but science says now that all life come out of water. The Holy Quran says it. In the Holy Quran, Allah says that all life begins out of water. All life begins out of water. This is true for biological life, true for the biological life. Flesh, plant, flesh, and flesh. But it is also true for a human being. The human being, his nature is like that of water. His emotional makeup, his sentimental makeup, all of the devotional nature, all of it is like that of water. His fear, human fear, is like that of water. And life must get started there first. If we don't become awake, aware of this kind of life in us, we'll never become aware of any other kind of life. If we do, it won't be in a human awareness. It will be the consciousness of a beast, of a materialistic beast. And doesn't the scripture point to these two developments? Allah says in the Quran that the beast will be made to speak to us. The materialistic appetite, greed, the material greed of the people will drive them to such a deformed nature that they will become as beasts. And the materialism itself, the materialistic world itself, will become such strong influences in human life that the human being won't have his own life in his hands. The influences, the forces of materialism will have human life in its hands. This is the beast. So that he will cause the beast to speak to us. Haven't we lived to see that time when the beast of materialism is speaking to us? It is causing young minds of our modern, highly advanced America to become tools of destruction. Murdering, demoralizing, vandalizing. If we would find one word to describe the influence that is in the youth of today, it will be vandalism. Vandalism. But it's not only limited to the youth. The old folks, they're vandalizing life in a different way. The youth, they're pursuing ketchup and mustard on the walls of the people's home, nice home. They see a nice home look like a victory. This looked like a victory for the human being. Let me go to this victory and destroy it. Skeet some ketchup on the nice pictures, the nice artwork, the nice wallpaper, the ketchup and the mustard. Take the furniture and break up other pieces of furniture with it. Destroy the beauty that this human being was able to establish as a sign of his success, at least in this one role. Is that right? So we heard on TV, just here last night, I think it was, some youngsters have vandalized a home, say the worst job they ever saw. Vandalized the home, destroyed the beauty of the home. Dear beloved people, we have to reverse, get our nature back on the uphill road to human. human excellence. What will do it? We have to shine the light of Allah on the society. Shine the light of Allah into the society.
Our brother, perhaps he'd help. Do we have a doctor in here? Okay. Do we have a doctor we want to... I understand. Okay, he's all right. He'll be all right. He's all right. Allahu Akbar. Oh, brothers and sisters, let me continue. The human life has to go along the human road. The human road. There is the materialistic road. There is the angel road. There are many roads. The human being has to take the human road. And the human road will take us to higher and higher excellence, higher and higher levels of human excellence. We can't find that road unless Allah show it to us. Allah has to show it to us. I don't mean that every human being have to have a Moses or a Jesus or a Muhammad to bring him scripture, but every human being has to have natural fear in his heart, natural respect in his nature for a supreme being. And he has to have something superior to himself ruling in his life and disciplining his life. And that will lead him to higher and higher human excellence. But he will never get to the fulfillment, He will never fulfill his human excellence, his human potential, unless he find the true God, Allah, the true concept of God. Other concepts, weaker concepts, will aid him to get closer and closer to the correct concept of God. But nothing will give him his full life that's intended for him by the Creator until he embraced the right concept of God. And that's the concept that we find in the Quran. Allah is creator, having no beginning, no ending, cannot be influenced or affected by physical creation or by creation, not tiring, never needing sleep. This is Allah. Alive and conscious, but never was born and never can die. What kind of life is this? This is Allah's life. There is no life like his life. What kind of life is this that never was born and never can die? Don't think of your life. We're not talking about your life. Allah created your life. His life was not created. It always existed. I can't imagine something that always existed. And I can't imagine a time when there nothing existed. So we both have problems, don't we? You can't imagine something that never came into existence. And I can't imagine a time when there was never something in existence. So we both have problems. So let us both admit that we have human limitations. And as the Holy Quran says, لَا تَكْرُكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ. The human vision cannot encompass him. You can't see, you can't grab him and encompass him, see all the aspects or all the descriptions of Allah. You can't see the limit of Allah. We can't even see the limit of this physical creation. With telescopes, we have been able to find Jupiter and Mars and Pluto and Platoon and other bodies in the universe. With the microscope, we've been able to find the microscopic creatures. Is that right? We've been able to find them with the microscope. But the one with the telescope says, we have not started to penetrate the universe. And the one with the microscope says, we have got another surprise.
Just recently, they say they discovered a new microscopic creature who's quite different from all the rest they discovered. So you see, only Allah can save us. We can struggle, but salvation rests with Allah. And we need saving badly. We need saving from the spirit of self-suicide that has taken over Western society. The spirit of self-suicide. We want to vandalize. We want to vandal the beautiful structures, the beautiful homes, the beautiful monuments. We go to the school and we tear down the teacher. We tear down the courses she's teaching. We tear down the President of the United States. We tear down the order, the democratic order that the government has designed for America. Tearing down the spirit of suicide. All of us becoming nothing but vandals. Barbaric life. We are moving fastly into the barbaric life. Civilization is fastly falling down to the barbaric life. Time is very serious. We have to think about human survival. And the only way a human being can survive is a human being. A human being is not just a creature looking for a place to stay, a place to put his head out of the rain, or a bed to rest in, or a piece of meat to chew on, or a woman to have sex with. That's the excellence of animal life. The animal looks for that. The excellence of human life is on a plane above that. Dear beloved Muslims, I'm asked a question all the time. Chief Imam, we knew where your father was going. Where are you going? I'm sorry you don't know. Allahu Akbar. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, evolver, and sustainer of all the worlds. May his peace and his blessings forever be upon the most excellent model of human excellence, Prophet Muhammad, and upon his descendants, upon his followers, and upon us, all of us. Dear beloved Muslims, in concluding this khutbah, I would like to remind us to never underestimate the value and power of the Quran, our religion, al-Islam, the message in life of Prophet Muhammad. Never fail to always appreciate, wake up each day with a heart and a mind to appreciate the good Muslim life. We begin to drift away from our excellent human development when we begin to neglect our duty to daily be in touch with the guidance of Allah. Read the Quran daily. And don't just turn to that page that you like. Allah wants to give us what we like and what we don't like. so that we will grow to understand what is best for us. So don't turn to your choice page where it says something nice to you, flatters you, feeds your ego, or lash your enemy. Don't turn to your little favorite part. Read the whole Quran. Read it from Al-Fatiha all the way to An-Nas. Read a bit each day. Read a bit each day. And Allah will bless you. It will give your life new life. Give your mind new light. It will give you courage that you never had before. It will make you steadfast and determined to hold up the excellence of human life and to please Allah. We should remember that Allah has created us to be masters on the earth. Allah has created us to be Khalifa. Khalifa, master on the earth. But understand that the master is a human master, a creature of creation. Don't get drunk in some kind of Hindu exercise. Or some other kind of weird exercise. And try to see yourself as something that you are not. You are water, and you must be contained.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can't contain anything unless you are first contained. You put something in water that's not contained, and it's going to run and ripple and be scattered about with that water. Is that right? So first, let yourself be contained in the grip of Allah. And what is the grip of Allah? Muslim discipline. Do not eat pork. Do not use profane language. Do not hate and backbite. Be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be grudgeful. Got to get even with somebody. Prophet Muhammad says to us that we shouldn't harbor or hold our bitterness against our brother and sister for more than 3 days. After 3 days, we have to come back and say, look, brother, I can't be this way any longer. Prophet Muhammad said Muslims shouldn't be bitter and away from standing away from his brother and sister for more than 3 days. And go and say, let us make up so we will obey Allah's prophet. Allahu Akbar. This is the way. This is the only way. We have to be contained by what Allah has designed to contain us in. خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. He created. Then he duly proportioned. قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. Then he established laws and guidance. This is the answer for us. We have to keep our human creation, our human nature. We have to keep it in the order and the proportion that Allah has placed, designed for it. Then we have to obey His ordinance, His divine laws, the revealed laws in the Quran. And we have to accept to be guided. That means we have to have a leader, Prophet Muhammad. And we know all of us can't have Prophet Muhammad even if he was alive on earth today. As big as the earth is, how could we have Prophet Muhammad physically? We have to have an imam that we respect to guide us with the guidance of God and to teach us the leadership of Prophet Muhammad. Allahu Akbar.